8:35. And if it is 8:35, well, that means on a Tuesday morning, it is time for the Positive Points on Aging. And with that, we want to welcome back to the studio our good friend, Karen Pickard from Oakleaf Village in Lexington. Good morning.
Good morning. It's good to be back.
Well, glad to have you back on this side of things.
Yes.
Yeah, last week you were a little under the weather.
Oh, yeah. That nasty cold that's going around that most people are getting, I happen to get. So I couldn't even talk on Tuesday. I was grateful that Marcia could come in and fill in for me.
Yeah, you know, and the thing is, you and I were walking down the hallway and you were explaining what your symptoms were. And then you said, don't worry, it's not COVID. And I'm like, it never even entered my mind that it was COVID. There's just some people that, you know, I've told this story before, and it still continues to happen. You walk through a Walmart now, you sneeze one time, and people look at you like you have the plague.
Or they run the other direction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I even said to one woman who gave me this look like you wouldn't believe, I looked over and I said, hey, Carol Brady, they had sneezes before COVID.
Yes, and there was such things as colds and
flu. Yeah. I mean, my goodness.
Yeah, and it's,
leave it alone. I'm not coming out if I have COVID. Don't worry.
Well, yeah, most people won't because they don't feel like it. But, you know, we test regularly.
Yeah.
And because we have that availability, Marcia brought me a rapid test home on Monday night.
Good.
And I tested. And I tested again on Tuesday. So I know I don't have COVID, but I just had a nasty cold.
It happens.
Yep, it does.
It does happen, you know, and as the weather is changing, obviously, we're
constantly
going here in Columbia. You know what the weather is like this time of year. It's 15 minutes. If you don't like it, you know, wait another 15 minutes and something will change.
Yep.
So whatever the case, I'm just saying, I'm glad you're feeling better.
Thank you. And it's nice to be back.
Well, we're glad to have you here. It is the 7th. We are a couple few weeks away from Christmas and we are in the holiday season.
Ho, ho, ho.
So there's some people out there that are really excited about that. But then there's some other folks out there that this
Not
is a hard
so
time
much.
Of the year.
Yeah, it's a really difficult time of year. And I know Marcia touched on this last week, and I just want to continue because I think people struggle and we don't realize what may be a happy time of year for you is not necessarily a happy time for everybody. And if you're a caregiver, you're probably already exhausted and you still have a few more weeks to go. So one of the things that I want to talk about is how to cope over the holidays. And I say it all the time, less is more, or as we all know, the old KISS method. Keep it simple.
Yeah.
It really needs to keep, you need to keep your life calm and as simple as possible during this time because everything else is crazy. So let's just remember that.
Sure.
And that's really hard because some of us thrive on, I heard Melissa earlier talking about getting excited for that last minute shopping.
Right.
Some of us really enjoy that. But if you have dementia, you don't enjoy anything that's last minute and anything that's confusing. And if you're caring for somebody with dementia, you need to remember that.
Sure.
So I have a few things that I'd like to talk to people about and what to do. If you're having parties, we all have parties or we all have parties we have to go to, whether it's with friends or family. Everybody means well. But if I have dementia and you put me in a room with 15 people and they're all talking at once and there's music in the background, there's food out there, and there's all the stimulation, it's going to overwhelm me and it may scare me.
Yeah.
And
that's an interesting thought. I hadn't really considered the overstimulation.
I call it the Chuck E. Cheese syndrome. You know, if you've ever taken your kids to Chuck E. Cheese, to me, it's a frightening experience.
Yeah.
I don't like it. And they really don't. So try to keep it simple. Keep, you know, four or five people. Keep the food choices down to a minimum. If you put 27 different items out in front of somebody with dementia, they can't make a decision. I remember my mother, as she aged, would say, please don't put so much food on my plate. It's overwhelming, and I don't even know what to eat.
That's, again, unless someone educates you about this, I mean, that's the last thing that's going to enter your mind. You think you're doing something nice for someone, multiple choices of this and that and this and that, and as it turns out, that might actually be doing more harm than good.
Absolutely, because, again, it's just overstimulation, and you don't think about it. And if you're going to have a party, try to keep people that you're inviting to, besides to a minimum, keep them to the ones that your loved one might remember. Don't invite your new best friend that they've maybe seen twice. But invite somebody from the past, somebody they knew from church, somebody that they knew down the street, somebody that might trigger an old memory because those are the ones they still have.
Yeah.
And that's always a good thing. Try to keep the little ones at a distance. You know, little kids are wonderful, but they do overwhelm people with dementia.
I think, again, if you've not experienced someone as a senior going through this,
yep.
You know, you everything you've mentioned so far on the list, you would think of as things that would be a positive for someone who's a senior dealing with dementia. Oh, bring the kids around. That'll always generate happiness. Who doesn't love to see? And there is a time for that.
There is.
But maybe not during the holiday season or the parties when there's so much other stimulation going on. The last thing you need is screaming kids who can't understand why grandma or grandpa is uncomfortable or not able to recognize or whatever.
Or gets mad at them.
Right, exactly.
And they don't understand why they get mad. And it's not the person with dementia's fault.
Right. So you're doing more harm than good. You really are.
Yeah, and we have to think for them. So you have to remember that. Also, this is something that I don't think about much, but, you know, like with little kids, you got to keep the decoration safe. Don't have glass balls that break easily. Don't have toxic plants, poinsettias. Make sure if you have things like that, that they're out of the way. Nothing anybody can grab and taste or put in their mouth.
Poinsettias are?
Supposedly they're poisonous. I've heard mixed rumors about that, so I don't know.
What does a Jewish guy know about poinsettias?
What does the Southern girl? I'm supposed to know that stuff. I know we don't allow them in our memory care area.
Okay, well, then there must be something to it.
Right, you can use rosemary trees or lavender trees, things that smell good but don't cause a problem.
Interesting. Yeah, again, really good information so far, Karen, in the sense that a lot of things that we look at as how can anybody have a problem with fill in the blank. How can anybody have a problem with this, with that, with this and that? And three or four things that you've already mentioned, you're well-intentioned. Nobody's saying that you're doing something malicious. No one's saying that you're doing anything that's not well-intentioned. But that's why we do this segment, is to help educate you.
Educate and remind, because I need to be reminded constantly. I mean, we all forget, and we all need to be reminded of things like this.
Yeah.
The other thing you need to do is give yourself permission to change traditions. You know, you might have had Christmas Eve dinner like I do every year for 15 people or whatever. Mm-hmm. Maybe you need to cut it down to 5 people and have it at lunchtime. Things like that are important because the nighttime is worse for people with dementia. So don't try to feed them a dinner, a big dinner Christmas Eve. It just doesn't work.
Right.
Don't try to drag them to the Christmas Eve service. You know, I know we've done that forever and ever, but that may not be your option this year.
Right.
So you might have to change that. And one thing that I really like, and I do want to talk about, is that if you have family members who are coming to town to see grandma and they've been out of away and they don't know what's going on, I have a template for a letter that we suggest people send out. And basically what this letter says, very simply, dear blank, you know grandma's changed. These are the things I want you to look forward to this year, and these are the ways she's changed, and these are the things you need to be prepared for. Please do not do this, this, and this.
Right.
And if they cannot understand that, you've put it in writing and you've asked them politely, then you need to reevaluate whether they should be coming to your
Absolutely.
Home.
Absolutely, yeah.
Because you need their support as much as your mother or your father or whomever needs their support. But the letter's a great idea because you can send it out to everybody. And with that letter, you can send out a list of gift ideas, which we'll talk about in the next segment.
Yeah.
But
that's, you know, again, all you're doing here is you're not sending it. It's not a rude letter.
Nope.
You're still inviting them to your home. It's not like you're canceling the invitation. You're just kind of giving them some parameters. You're protecting them as much as you're protecting your own loved one.
Right. You don't want your sister who hasn't been home for 9 months to walk in the house and go, oh, my Lord, what happened to mother?
Exactly.
And that does happen quite frequently.
And then hostility starts and then blame game starts and things like that.
Yeah,
and
why aren't you taking care of her? Why when did she get so confused? Well, haven't you told me she was so confused?
Right.
Well, I did, and I've tried to keep you up with it, and this is what we're doing here. And, you know, and then there are cousins, people that you know how the holidays are.
Sure.
People show up that you don't see on a regular basis, and they're just overwhelmed by the change in the person. And, you know, you really want them to be included. You want them to be part of your mother or father's life still, but you want it to be done in a way that everybody's comfortable.
Yeah, no, I understand that. That is something that, again, all these different tips that Karen is presenting right now, the whole point to this is to protect everybody, to protect emotions and feelings, that your feelings don't get hurt if you see someone that you haven't seen since last Christmas when you last came to visit. And look, things can change dramatically
over the course
of time. Yeah, very quickly it can go south. It doesn't mean you don't want to come and still see the person because you don't know how many chances you're going to have left to see grandma or grandpa or whomever. But you still got to understand that, you know, things have changed, and you're the one that has to adapt, because the person with dementia is being forced into this. They're not choosing this path.
They didn't choose this. And as we say all the time, you have to go on their journey, not try to bring them back to yours.
Exactly. We're going to come right back. We've got Karen Pickard with us from Oakleaf Village. It's the Positive Points on Aging. I do hope you'll stay around, and we'll come right back on The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
I'm Liz Claman, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Jeep's parent company, Stellantis, is partnering with Foxconn Technology to make semiconductors. They will design and make chips for Stellantis and third parties. Stellantis will also be working with BMW to develop self-driving software. Technology shares are poised to move higher with the markets today. Intel shares are helping. It's planning to take its self-driving unit Mobileye public next year. Toyota says it will be using scratched or blemished parts in places you can't see to cut costs and to finish cars during supply chain shortages. In the past, Toyota would have thrown the parts away. In its new policy, scratches or blemishes are acceptable as long as they do not impact safety and performance. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Ginny Cosolda, invested in you.
Puerto Rico is the new go-to destination for investment opportunities, and Impeller is the new online tool that connects investors with innovative projects seeking capital on the island. Impeller takes the guesswork out of investing in Puerto Rico, surfacing the insights you need to make informed decisions and empower your investment portfolio. Visit investpr.org/impeller and set up your account today to see what the island has to offer. Impeller, your hub for investment opportunities in Puerto Rico. Powered by Invest Puerto Rico.
Hey, Kev here with Tim Hanbury from Medicare Blueprint. Open enrollment for the ACA runs through January the 15th. Tim, what's important for our listeners to know?
Well, things have really improved for everybody, Kevin. Whether you're making $20,000 a year or $200,000 a year, we can save you money on your health insurance costs. And Kevin, we do all the work for you. We'll ask you a few questions, and then we'll show you the plans that are the best fit for you. And whether you've been on a plan for a while or looking for coverage for the first time, we'll show you what your options are. And there's no better time than to look at it right now. We can get you better benefits and save you money at the same time. And the best part of this is it just takes one quick phone call and we'll do the rest.
You know, Tim's team has helped save me a ton of money on my health care. If you need help with open enrollment, it'll cost you nothing to call Tim. Just give him a shout at Medicare Blueprint, 803-708-7405. 803-708-7405, or find them online at MedicareBlueprint.com.
Fran Halloran here. I always try to practice what I preach. For example, I will not buy a new car. And with the convenience, pricing, and reliability of Experimax, I can tell you with 100% certainty, you do not need to buy a new computer. Experimax has an awesome selection of pre-owned MacBooks, iPads, and iMacs. You get a one-year warranty on parts and labor, plus you save 50 to 60% off buying something new. Truth is, when you go into a big box store, you're paying for a machine that drops in value the moment you walk out with it. Instead of paying big box prices, get personal attention and a better deal from Eric and his team. Experimax is local and will build a relationship with you. Already have a Mac but need it repaired? I took mine in for a tune-up and Experimax has it running as good as new. Experimax, your local Mac experts in Northeast Columbia on Two Notch Road, across from the Best Buy in the Olive Garden. And tell them the Money Coach sent you.
This is Jeremy.
And Courtney Sweet, your hosts on the Home Advocates, where we try to help you make your home a safe, healthy, and happy place to be.
Tune in Tuesday mornings at 9 a.m. right here on 100.7 The Point Radio.
Point A to Point B. Traffic.
Got a mess on I-20 east and west delays at Broad River Road, and also a wreck at I-20 west of 277. A wreck at I-20 east at Fairfield Road and 77 south of 277 with a collision. A collision at St. Andrews Road at Piney Grove Road, also slowing traffic down. Nebraska's Fort Jackson Boulevard, pizza, wings, subs, and more since 1966. Nebraska's Fort Jackson Boulevard. I'm Doug Thomas on The Point.
Point A to Point B traffic.
Four times an hour, mornings and afternoons, on The Point.
Back back to the Bark Fireside Studios.
It's Mornings with Kev and Brian.
Well, this song is quite appropriate because Karen is the headbanger of the group.
Oh, yeah, right.
Big, big fan of hard rock and roll.
That's right. Hey, I did grow up in the 60s and 70s, exactly. So I have experience that others don't.
There you go. Well, welcome back in on The Point, and I'm glad you're with us. Kevin and Brian, as always, with you on a Tuesday morning. But on Tuesdays, we have our Positive Points on Aging. Our friends from over at Oakleaf Village in Lexington do a beautiful job of partnering with us to try and help give you tips on things. And they're always very timely based on the circumstances going on, based on what holidays or what the weather is, or just exactly all kinds of different things. And Karen and Marcia do a wonderful job of coming in and giving us a real good idea of what's going on and how we can minimize difficult situations or maximize opportunities.
Right.
And that's what both of what we're talking about here are, is situations that you need to measure and you need to understand. And again, they're fluid. They're changing.
They change when it comes constantly.
To, yeah, that's the thing I think people need to really understand. And as you know, yeah. I saw it go south very, very quickly with my cousin Bob. And it can happen quickly with the elderly. It really can.
And that's what one thing you always have to remember. And the thing is there's so many positive things to celebrate over the holidays. Even with a person with dementia, they can participate and they can enjoy it, but you have to just keep it in their ballpark and keep them simple. So the one thing I also want to suggest is also engage them. Let them help. They can set the dining room table. They can fold napkins. Sure. They might even still be able to bake or help make cookies or things like that. And if it's not up to your liking, just quietly go behind them and fix it the way you want it. Don't make a big deal about it. Don't stress over it. But let them feel important and as if Christmas is still part of their lives and you're not just taking control over everything.
I got a call that's just come in. You want to grab that real quick over on the Groucho's Deli phone lines? Let's say good morning. Tiffany is calling in. Tiffany, good morning. Thanks for calling The Point.
Good morning, guys. How are y'all doing?
We're doing well. Great. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm good. I have a confession.
Okay. It's good for the soul.
Usually when Positive Points of Aging comes on, I switch the channel because I don't have anyone in my life that I'm caring for or has dementia or is even elderly. I've sort of aged out of that at this point.
Mm-hmm. Certainly.
But I listened this morning, and what was interesting to me is that a lot of the things you talk about can be applied to other people as well and other circumstances.
Absolutely.
Like people with social anxiety and just, I don't know. I just wanted to let you know I found it very informative. And I'm not going to switch to something else now.
Well, thank you.
I'm going to hang up and let y'all talk off the air.
Well, thank you for that. I appreciate it very much, Tiffany. Thanks for the kind words. And I guess, you know, there's a lot of truth to that.
She's
because
absolutely right.
There are a lot of people who have social anxieties, and this time of year, you throw them into holiday parties. You throw them into situations where there's an expectation of socialization when it comes to going to your, hey, my spouse really doesn't like these parties, but I have to be there because my boss, if I'm not there, it's noticed.
Right.
And so you take your, and I'm actually the one in the couple, believe it or not, it's me, Karen.
That's
the more introverted of
the two.
I am
too, believe it or not.
Yeah, as extroverted as people think I am, I'm the one that does not have, I don't want to call it a social anxiety, but I don't like people, so.
That's what they'll tell you at work. I don't like people either, so I don't know how either one of those get through.
Tiffany's point is well made. You know, obviously,
absolutely,
we're focusing on seniors. We're focusing today on those with dementia, but she's right. This can be applied to a lot of circumstances. This is a tough time of the year for a lot of people. In various groups, social groups.
It is not necessarily the happiest time of year. Yeah. I mean, we all want it to be, but it's really not always because things change. And what we used to do 10 years ago, we're not doing now. And our kids are gone or our kids are home and we don't want them home. I mean, there's so many variables. And Tiffany's absolutely right. There's so many other, I don't want to say mental handicaps, but there are other things that go on in people's lives that just cause them anxiety.
Sure.
And so we need to remember to keep it simple for them.
Yeah, and that was the first thing you said when you started off this segment, again, is simplifying things.
Yep.
And understanding that less is more sometimes
really is.
In situations like this. Again, How much stimulation can someone take if they're having trouble coping and recognizing faces? And there's various stages, yes, as you know, of dementia. But if it's someone who's starting to feel this, and think of the anxiety. If you're somebody who's going through this and you know you're going through, right, this, and you're so scared that some people are going to show up at the house that are going to have expectations of you sharing stories and passing this along and that, traditions and this and that, and all of a sudden you're afraid you're not even going to recognize
you can't,
them,
and, or
that's
got
to be
it.
Horrifying.
Absolutely. And, you know, I think of people I know who, there seems to be this thing where everybody has to have a tree now in every room in the house, and they have to all have all these decorations. And I remember the first time I decided after my kids left home that I wasn't going to put out all that stuff. I was going to keep it simple because I was tired and I didn't want to do it, and I'm working.
Sure.
And my sons came home from college and went, well, but where's the village,
right,
and where's,
right,
the this? And where? And I went, well, if you guys want it, you guys can pull it down out of the attic, and yeah, I will help you set it up.
Right.
But don't expect me to do it. And you can't. Mom might be changing.
Yeah.
Grandma might be changing. She cannot cook the turkey every year from,
right,
now on.
Right.
So let's,
right,
let's remember that and keep it simple for her.
Yeah. That's all very, very important points for sure.
Yeah. And you can start new traditions. You know, instead of having to go to the Christmas tree lighting at the State House with all the people, maybe stay home and light your own Christmas tree and sing your own Christmas carols, or something that simple. Watch videos together. I mean, how many great Christmas movies are there out there? There's a little too many now.
Yeah,
but
or you could always just join the Coen family, yeah, and go out for Chinese.
Yeah, you could do that too. Whatever you need to do, which I kind of like better anyway.
Yeah, point. Well, that's become quite a tradition for us.
I bet it has.
Trust me. If you want to find 90% of the Jewish population of Colombia, just go to Chinese restaurants on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day.
That's the
it's
best
incredible.
Place to be.
I'm incredible.
Well, keeping a business open.
No
aren't
doubt.
You?
That's
I
a good
like
way to look at it. Good way, yeah.
Adapt your gifts. Mm-hmm. I mean, and you can do this for Hanukkah too. Photo albums. They have those wonderful electric or computerized photo screens.
Sure.
However, people with dementia don't understand that. And why are these people flashing in front of my eyes, and where are they going? So photo albums are actually better. They're,
yeah,
just a little more simple, and they're more tactile.
Yeah.
Videos, favorite songs. Get them a magazine subscription. Gift cards to restaurants that you can take them to, even, mm-hmm, if it's just Chick-fil-A. Take them to Chick-fil-A.
Sure, sure.
Dry cleaning gift cards. You know, have a housekeeper come in and clean their house once a month.
Interesting, yeah.
Women love baby dolls. Women with dementia love baby dolls.
Uh-huh.
And they like to change their clothes, and they like to fold their clothes and do that sort,
really,
of stuff. Yes, men like tools.
Yeah.
I mean, and it sounds juvenile. Yeah. I know. Well, yeah. Some men like tools.
Yeah.
be quiet. But some, you know, you have to be careful what you get. Don't get things with real drills, but you can get stuff that works and is appropriate.
Power saws.
Power,
yeah,
saws, yeah. Well, yeah. I knew somebody who had one of those once, and that was not good.
Not a good idea.
No. It
keep
not.
It simple.
Safe return bracelets for the family members if they are a wanderer. Alzheimer's Association has a wonderful program. Sign up for that for them. That would be a great safety thing.
Sure.
And let other people help you. People want to help you, so just let them know.
Yeah.
Keep a list of things that you might need them to do over the holidays. While you want to go shopping, maybe they can stay with grandma.
Good points, yeah.
People want to help.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to ask.
Yeah.
Don't be afraid to ask for help.
No, you really shouldn't. You'd be surprised how quickly. And if people can't help you, they're going to tell you.
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, hey, can you help me do this one thing? Well, I can do it next week, but not this week.
Right.
Or whatever. I mean, but yeah, you're absolutely right about that. You got to be really careful. No one wants to over-ask, but at the same time, as you said, there's plenty of people out there who really do want to help,
right,
especially if they know what you're going through with mom or with dad or grandma, grandpa, something like that.
But just be flexible. That's the last thing I want to say. You got to be flexible during this time of year because you can't do what you've always been doing.
The biggest thing I take away from all this discussion is that you need to remember two things. One is that whomever we're talking about is changing,
yes,
and you've got to adapt to their change. And then the second thing is, it's not about you.
Right.
You know, if you're having this party or whatever it is, it's about making it comfortable for your guests. And, mm-hmm, if she or he is going to be your guest, you got to go out of your way to make sure that this person with dementia is comfortable.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And it's tough.
Sure it is. It is. It's a challenge. But at the same time, if you want to have that person there,
yeah,
then you've got to adapt to them. You can't make them adapt to you. They're the ones that are going through the scariest moments of their lives. It might be hard for you, but believe me, they're the ones that are lost in their own mind.
It's hard for you, but honestly, you're going to enjoy it more because they're going to be happy, yeah, and then you're going to be happy.
That's a win. That's
a win. Win for everybody.
All right, my friend, how do people find you over at Oakleaf Village?
803-808-3477, oakleafvillagelexington.com.
All right, wonderful. We appreciate you coming
thank
by,
you.
As always, Karen. We will see you again next week, and thank you very, very much to our friends at Oakleaf Village for partnering up with us for the Positive Points on Aging. That's going to wrap it for us. Home Advocates coming up next. For Brian, for Karen, I'm Kev. Thanks for listening to The Point.
Mornings with Kev.
WQXL Columbia, W264DF.
From the Bart Fireside Studio, the solution for keeping you warm this winter.
This is 107 The Point.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. Will there be a U.S. showdown with Russia over Ukraine?
We don't believe that conflict is inevitable here.
Pentagon spokesman John Kirby.
There is time and space, and there's room for diplomacy here to reach the best possible outcome.
Ukraine will top the agenda when President Biden and Russian President Putin hold a video call in a few hours. Russia has massed tens of thousands of troops along the border with Ukraine, raising fears of a possible Russian invasion of its neighbor. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki says President Biden will warn Putin of serious